الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطائم الشاكر بمنزلة الصائم الصابر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين respected علماء کرام beloved brothers and elders in Islam we have been discussing the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the ni'mats and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has conferred upon us from all sides and at all times and we had also mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions himself that you will not be able to enumerate and bring under count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are so numerous and so countless that even if a person begins to try and ponder, then you will realize that there are so many things that we do not even regard as a ni'mat and bounty, and yet they are great bounties and gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person tries to enumerate and bring under count the gifts and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we realize that there are so many and they are such that we cannot bring them on the count. So if a person cannot even ponder and contemplate fully, and his thoughts cannot even fathom the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will we be able to fully express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why if we even say, oh Allah, for all the ni'mat you have granted upon us, those we know and those that we do not know, those that are apparent and those that are not apparent, oh Allah, we express our gratitude for all those ni'mat, and we are unable to fully express our gratitude to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, there's three ways to realize the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to contemplate. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various verses of the Holy Quran that remember and think and contemplate over the ni'mats. Waskuru ni'mat Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you should contemplate and think and ponder over the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we contemplate and ponder and apply our minds, you will realize the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Another way is to look at those that are less fortunate than us, those that are deprived of these ni'mat that we have, then we will appreciate these ni'mat. And the third stage, Allah ta'ala save us, is that when that ni'mat is gone, the true value, they say that when the ni'mat is gone and leaves us, then we realize the true worth and the true value of that ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. We have been talking about expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look into the Holy Quran, in various verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the shukr and gratitude, which the mashayikh mention is ek ibadat ki so ibadat hai. It's one ibadat, but it's like tantamount to 100 ibadat. There are so many benefits of this expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the verse that I recited before you, that we had given Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam wisdom, and anishkur lillah, so he may express his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people have the opinion, some commentators, that wisdom itself means to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, that express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, this is filled up with wisdom. Why? Because that person is a wise person who expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the giver of all the ni'mats, the bestower of all the ni'mats, so that his ni'mats keep increasing all the time, because he is expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further tells us that whoever is grateful, then innama yashkuru li nafsi, we are expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the real benefit of that gratitude turns to us. Why? Because that person who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free of need and independent. Hamidun is most praiseworthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our expression of gratitude. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all needs. We are the ones that are in need of this gratitude in reality, because in exchange of this gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us with even more favors, even more greater favors, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us with his love and with his acceptance and great rewards in the hereafter. So the person who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing a favor to himself and not to anybody else. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Similarly, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know of the great kingdom that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given. And in that occasion, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when the ant is speaking and cautioning the other ants, Sulaiman alayhi salam hears this when the ant is saying, calling out to the other ants that go into your homes, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and his army is passing here. They may trample upon you. I mean, they may not be even aware of this. When Sulaiman alayhi salam hears this, then Sulaiman alayhi salam, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. Here, Sulaiman alayhi salam smiles, and thereafter, commentators mention, he's astounded and astonished on this voice of this ant, that he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, O Allah, guide me to be grateful to you, and ashkura ni'matakal lati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya, wa an'amana salihan tardahu, wa adkhilli bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. Says, O Allah, guide me to be grateful for the ni'mat that you have bestowed upon me, and the ni'mat that you have bestowed upon my father, upon my parents, wa an'amana salihan, and I carry out good deeds, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي إِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, enter me in those people that are pious people. Here Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sees this great ni'mat, that he can understand the speech of the ants. Here Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam does not become proud and haughty, but he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells him, O Allah, I cannot fully express my gratitude for this ni'mat. You guide me to fully express my gratitude and to be grateful for this ni'mat that you have bestowed upon me, and ashkura ni'matak allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya, and not only on the ni'mat that you have bestowed me, but the ni'mat that you have bestowed on my parents as well. O Allah, give me the tawfiq to carry out, express the gratitude for these ni'mats and to carry out good deeds. Similarly, we find Sulaiman alayhi salam, when the throne of Bilqis is brought to him from a far distance by one of his companions that was given the book of the knowledge of the book, then there also he says, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is not the doing of this person. This is actually the favor and grace in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we had mentioned, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat we have, it's not from our side. It's not from the people around us. It is actually from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses somebody as a means, but the real giver, the real bestower, the one that really confers upon us the ni'mat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. If the ni'mat does not come from him, then no person can give us any, can do us any favor or grant us any ni'mat or any gift. So here he says, this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرَ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to try me, whether I am grateful or whether I am ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, the same words I mentioned, that those people that are grateful, they are grateful, the benefit of this gratitude is for themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free of want and most generous. So here again we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the great ni'mat he was given, he also expressed his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, one is shakiral li an'umi. He was most grateful for the ni'mat that we had given him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also here is mentioned, he was most grateful. This was one of his great characteristics, that he had expressed his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. One place Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is instructed, fa'abudillah wa kum minash shakirin. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become from those people that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find also the sahaba, وَلَقَدْ نَسَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ مَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. We had assisted you and helped you at the time of Badr. Then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become from those people that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions the ni'mat that are given to human beings, as far as their parents are concerned, how the mother had carried him in a womb, and how she had breastfed him, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anushkur li wa li walidayk, so that you may express your gratitude to me, and you express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nobility of a person when he reaches the age of 40, he also makes this dua, An ashkura ni'manaka rabbi awzi'ani, an ashkura ni'manaka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya, wa an'amala salihan tarda, wa adkhilni wa aslihli fi dhurriyati, inni tubtu ilayka wa inni minal muslimin. Person of nobility, when he ponders and reflects and thinks of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, O Allah, guide me to express my gratitude for the ni'mats and bounties that you have granted me and my parents, and also give me pious children. And I seek your forgiveness and I repent towards you. And I am from those people that surrender to your command and to your orders, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person reaches that age normally of 40, he matures as far as his mental capacity is concerned, and he fully realizes then that the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only from his side, and out of this realization, he expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shukr for the namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, we find a great ibadah that's found in the lives of all the pious people. And as I mentioned, the more we reflect on the namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we realize. We had mentioned previously, why not? When the benefactor is so great, every single moment, the namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are raining upon us, are showering upon us so much, in such multitudes that we cannot even count and enumerate. Why should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat that He has granted us? Secondly, if you look at each and every ni'mat, it is so priceless and so invaluable that we cannot put a price tag. Whether it is the air we breathe, whether it is our walking and talking, whether it is our friends and people around us, whether it is our wives and children, and we realize this when they leave us. When they are gone, then all the world put together cannot bring back my wife, cannot bring back my son, cannot bring back my brother, cannot bring back my neighbor, cannot bring back my friend, cannot bring back that person that was so helpful to me, and that person that was so kind to me. The whole world put together cannot bring that person back. So we realize how valuable the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. And similarly, when we realize how needy we are for those ni'mats, that every single ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are muhtaj and we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mat. And when that ni'mat is taken away, as I mentioned, nothing in the world can bring that ni'mat back to us. Whether it is the rain, whether it is the food, whether it is the health, whatever ni'mats, those ni'mats that we had enumerated for the last 2 weeks, those ni'mats that pertain to our life, ni'mats that pertain to our needs, those ni'mats that pertain to our spiritual needs and requirements, all those ni'mats are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are needy and dependent for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all those ni'mats. And why should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He has favored us upon so many of His creation? When you look around, there are so many people who do not have those great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. This is not by virtue of our excellence, of our good looks, of our intelligence, of our status, of our color, etc. No, it is the fadl and karam and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has granted us these ni'mats. And even if we lose some of the ni'mats, still we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at those countless ni'mats that still exist with us. We have also mentioned the incident of Mir Asghar Hussain rahmatullah alayhi. When Mufti Shafir rahmatullah had gone to visit him, he was boiling and burning with fever, and asked him, how are you feeling? Then what he had mentioned, he had began to enumerate and count the other ni'mats, that my eyes are fine, my ears are fine, my hands are fine, etc. I just have a fever. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this away. It is contrary to what we see, that when we get, or I get a fever, when somebody comes to me, I will tell him, I've got a fever. I will complain first and not be grateful, and I'll become unmindful of all the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there are great benefits for us? When there are great benefits for us, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ that think of me, remember me, I will remember you, and فَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ and be grateful, express your gratitude, and do not be ungrateful. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another riwayat that we had mentioned last week, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, why should I not be appreciative of the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative, and He loves those people that show gratitude, who will get the win, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another riwayat is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, words to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that servant who says Alhamdulillah, and every morsel that he takes, and every sip of water that he takes, he says Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that servant. So we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, we had mentioned that it is also a means of curing us from many spiritual sicknesses. The mashayikh tell us that a person who expresses great gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from many spiritual maladies and spiritual sicknesses like pride, ostentation, and self-admiration, and having hasad, and showing jealousy to others. Why? Because he knows every ni'mat is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what I have is not from my own doing, it's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, it creates great amount of humility in a person. No matter how great his achievements are, he attributes it only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a sign of the person's humility. He does not say, I have done this, I have achieved this, and I have done this. No, it's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we had mentioned, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi had mentioned in that verse where the shaitan tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will come to misguide men from all directions, and ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you will find most of them will be ungrateful for you for the ni'mats. Here Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi mentions that a person who expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be saved from all these plots and ploys of shaitan, because he will be doing that which shaitan doesn't want him to do, that he will be expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find that person that shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is a divine promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِسْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had announced that if you express your gratitude to me, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, with great emphasis, I will definitely increase my ni'mats upon you. Who is there that doesn't want to lose the ni'mats of Allah? Each one of us are yearning that the ni'mats must increase, and this is the method, the sure way that is shown to us, that to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these ni'mats. Dr. Abdul Haysab rahmatullah alayhi was the Khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, mentions, on one occasion I had visited my grandfather and I had gone to him in the evening and I heard him saying Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr repeatedly in the evening. He's mentioning Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, oh Allah, all praise is due to you and all gratitude is due to you. He said, I inquired from him, what is happening? He says, I'm recalling and recounting all the ni'mats of the day. I do not know what was the state of my mind in the day, but now I'm recalling all the ni'mats from the morning right up to the evening. And for every single ni'mat, I'm saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. For every single ni'mat, for having health, for having safety, for having security, for having fulfillment of all the needs of the day, coming to the masjid and going, leading the salat, going back safely, etc. Each and every ni'mat, I'm enumerating, I'm counting, and I'm saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Dr. Saab Rahmatullah mentioned, that became my habit as well. That for every ni'mat, I used to in the evening sit and, before I go and sleep, I used to think and recollect all those ni'mats and say Alhamdulillah for every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me. So this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the tawfiq of saying Alhamdulillah and expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why you'll find the pious people for every single ni'mat. Know of one sheikh in Madinah al-Munawwara, when he meets you, he says Alhamdulillah ala salama. Alhamdulillah ala salama. We express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safety and security that you have come from your town here and you have reached here safely. So we should also make a habit of enumerating and counting the ni'mats. We have come to the masjid, Alhamdulillah, we have reached here safely. Inshallah, we'll read the salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, we'll get you the jamaat, Alhamdulillah. We'll go home, reach our home safely, Alhamdulillah. We'll have, when you reach home, one sheikh mentions that when you reach home and you see all the ni'mats in the house is safe. The wife and children are safe. Conditions are good there. The food is found there. So think of these ni'mats and say Alhamdulillah for each and every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. This will depend upon our contemplation and reflection and pondering of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot do it throughout the day, at least some time before we go sleep, reflect on all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter we find that this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it's solely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whomsoever He wants, whatever ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give. And we had mentioned last week, one hadith is mentioned, the person who says Alhamdulillah, he has fulfilled the shukr and gratitude for the ni'mat. And he says Alhamdulillah for the second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will renew the reward of that ni'mat. And when he says Alhamdulillah for the third time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. In other words, for every ni'mat, if a person says Alhamdulillah three times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will fulfill the right of the shukr, he will get the reward of the ni'mat twice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. How simple to repeat these words. One riwayat we had mentioned, person who says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange for him and give him a ni'mat even more greater than that ni'mat. Even more greater than that ni'mat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. This is one level of shukr. In fact, in one riwayat is mentioned, the person who reads this dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak, fa laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. O Allah, whatever ni'mat you have bestowed upon me, or any one of the creation, fa minka wahdaka, this is only from you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the wealth of an next person, his intelligence, his know-how, whatever, it is not from him, it is from you, O Allah, you are the distributor, fa laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Fakat adda shukra yawmihi is like a person who has expressed his gratitude for all the ni'mats of the day, who reads it in the morning, and if he reads it in the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalq, till the end, then, oh Allah, that person, whatever ni'mats that we have experienced now here, myself in the evening, and any one of the creation, is only from you, oh Allah, and I express my gratitude to you, then he has fulfilled the shukr of that night. All the ni'mats that Allah Pak has given him, he has expressed the shukr for that night. This is one level of expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another level of our gratitude is this, that it should be from the bottom of the heart, that we are not deserving, O Allah, of these ni'mats. It is only your favor upon me that you have granted me this. And we have given this example. It's like that person who is owing somebody money. When he pays him, that person feels, I'm not very obliged to pay this person because I was deserving this money. But that person who gives a person, gives him something that he was not deserving of, then how grateful he is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every ni'mat that has given us, it's out of his fazl, out of his bounty, out of his favor and rahmat and mercy upon us. It's not because we are mustahik and we are deserving of those ni'mats. So we should make shukr, we should say, express our gratitude with that spirit and with that frame of mind, that, oh Allah, I'm not deserving of this. It's only through your fazl that you have granted me this. Another level of gratitude is this, that a person does it with his heart, with his tongue, and also with his actions. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O family of Dawood, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ni'mat given to Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he says then, carry out good actions as a matter of expression of your gratitude. And similarly you find in the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also, that an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tarda. The real gratitude is, after saying it, expressing it with the mouth and tongue, is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To use that ni'mat in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real gratitude and real expression. The person says, Alhamdulillah, for the wealth he has, but he abuses the wealth. He uses it in haram. He uses it in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he has not fulfilled the right of this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So to use the ni'mats in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's another level of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also that person that has been used as a means of that ni'mat, to express our gratitude to him as well. Like here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions the ni'mats and the favors of the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anishkur li wa li walidayk. Express your gratitude to me and also to your parents. And the commentators write, meaning that be obedient to your parents, respect your parents, serve your parents. This is the gratitude of your parents, not only to say jazakallah, and thereafter to be disobedient to them and to disrespect them and not to serve them. No. Here we are taught here, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Person is not grateful to man, is not grateful in reality to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself as well. So here we should also express our gratitude to those people that are around us, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses sometime to fulfill our needs. And what is to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that we firstly do not acknowledge that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ni'mats, and we do not acknowledge this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We attribute it to somebody else. We attribute it to ourselves. Like Qarun had done, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. When he was told about the wealth that Allah ta'ala has given him, he says, no, this is because of my knowledge, because of my expertise, because of my techniques, because of myself. I am the one that's earned this. Other words, he cut off the attribution to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said that this is only because of himself. This is the first way where a person is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat. The second thing is this, that he doesn't regard the ni'mat as a ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him so many gifts and bounties, he disregards them. He doesn't regard them as ni'mat. Or thirdly, he begins to belittle those ni'mats. And this happens normally when we look at those people that are above us. We begin to belittle that ni'mat, whether it is the food we're eating, or the car that we are riding in, or the house that we have, or the clothing that we have. We look at those that are more superior to us, then we begin to belittle this, that I have nothing, this person has so much more. There's also a form of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mats. And fourthly, another way of being ungrateful is to abuse that ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person figure, vitality, health, etc. You should use this in the obedience of Allah. He uses in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's whiling his way in those things that are, he's busy in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him wealth. He can support his family, do charitable works, and spend the part of Allah. He uses that wealth, and he abuses that wealth in sin and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many avenues that are known to all of us around what happens when a person is not conscious of the greatness of Allah, not conscious of the deen of Allah, then this wealth of his, thousands of rands, etc., is wasted and spent away in those things that are futile, useless, and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a means of being ungrateful for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift of expressing his gratitude to him. And as I mentioned, in reality, Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi mentions that how will a person be able to fulfill the expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why every moment either he is breathing in or he has to breathe out. And when he breathes in, it's such air that he requires. If that gets cut off from him, then he will not be able to exist. And if that air, that carbon dioxide that's ready to leave the body, will not come out, then also is a danger to him. So every moment, single moment, there are two ni'mats coming to him. One is the breathing in of the air and breathing out of the air. This is apart from all the other thousands and millions of ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it possible for us to fulfill the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I accept this, that, oh Allah, we thank you and express our gratitude for all the ni'mats that you have given us, those that are known to us, those that are not known to us, those that are big, those that are small, those that are apparent, those that are hidden. Oh Allah, express our gratitude, and we cannot fully express our gratitude to you, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq and guidance, firstly to reflect the essence. In essence, there are three things we ought to do. One is to reflect on the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we sit and reflect and contemplate and ponder over the ni'mat, the more we will realize how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. And secondly, to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I say, beginning with saying Alhamdulillah from the bottom of the heart, expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, to use that ni'mat in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Whatever ni'mats and gifts and bounties Allah Pak has given us, let us use it for the akhirat. Obviously, we should not forget our portion in this dunya. According to our necessities, we use those ni'mats in the dunya. But the object must be to earn the akhirat and to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance and tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.